Earth Science, 8th grade, the Solar System, March 30th through April 3rd. Lesson 5, Friday, April 3rd, Hertzsprung-Russell Lab. On the following two pages, carefully follow the instructions and create your own Hertzsprung-Russell plot. Turn to page 17. How is a star's color related to its temperature? Introduction. On a clear night, you have surely noticed that some stars are brighter than others. But stars also have different colors. Rigel is blue, and Betelgeuse is red. Alpha and Beta Centauri and our sun are yellow. In this activity, you will be making your own Hertzsprung-Russell diagram. You will see how star brightness, color, temperature, and class are related. Keep in mind that the Sun has a number of 1 for brightness and radius. All other stars are compared against this number. For example, Altair has a brightness of 11, 11 times brighter than the Sun, and a radius of 2, 2 times the size of the Sun. Procedure. Draw vertical lines on your graph to separate each special class. Write the letters O, B, A, F, G, K, M, designating each spectral class along the x-axis. Number 2. Plot each star according to the data in the table below. Number 3. Important. The markings for each star should follow the graph to the left. These markings show the size of the star's radius. For example, the Sun has a radius of 1. It falls between 0.16 and 1.9. So mark the Sun as Pollux has a radius of 8.8, which falls between 8.1 and 100. So mark Pollux as. Number 4, important. Do not forget to label each star as you graph them. When you mark the Sun as, label it as the Sun. Note, write small. Some of these stars will be rather close to each other. Number 5. When you finish graphing, answer the questions on the next page. Going past page 18 to page 19 and 20. Questions. After you finish the graph. Page 20. Post-lab questions. Number 1. A star in the lower right-hand corner of our HR diagram is cool and dim. A. Describe the stars in the upper right in terms of temperature and brightness. B. Describe the stars in the upper left in terms of temperature and brightness. Number C. Describe the stars in the lower left in terms of temperature and brightness. Number 2. How does its temperature and brightness compare to other stars of this type that are on the graph? Number 3. The 4 star types that are ever visible on HR diagrams are giants, supergiants, main sequence, and dwarfs. Where these stars are, or would be on the diagram. Hint, main sequence covers a very large area. Number 4. Which group of stars does the Sun belong to? Number 5. If you had a star with an absolute magnitude of plus 17 and a temperature of 18,000 Celsius, what type of star would it be? Label this star and star group on the diagram. Number 6. Shade in any area that has stars in it the proper color based on its temperatures. Number 7. Betelgeuse is extremely far away and has a surface temperature of 3,200 Celsius. Yet Betelgeuse is one of the brightest stars in the sky. What does this tell you about its size and color? Does this make sense with its location on your graph? Number 8. Compare the Sun with the red supergiant Antares. Which is further along in its life cycle? What is different about the two stars. This concludes Friday, April 3rd's lesson.